honestly, except we need to do a cleanup booze thing at some point. Yeah. That's a lot of almost empties.
I think what we should do is just have, like, one really big bottle and then pour the almost empties.
No, that's a horrible idea.
One bottle.
That is a bad idea, and I'm pretty sure then, Salsa started recording, so now it's on the internet.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
And with special guest,
Brianna.
Yay!
Let's get right into it. James, what are we drinking?
We not are everything drinking poured in mead. One bottle of fucking...
Gross. What kind of mead?
It's a mead called Waggle.
You're a Waggle.
From Nectar Creek. Waggle, Wildflower Session Mead.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then made with 100% raw honey directly from beekeepers? Hmm. That's not where honey comes from.
I had a date like that once.
I mean, I could get some sugar from a beekeeper.
Whoa. Accurate.
But
I'm drinking this.
Yeah. Pinkies out.
Pinkies out.
Pinkies out.
Pinkies up.
I find this acceptable.
That is really sweet.
Oh, that is really good.
Too sweet for you?
Too sweet to finish.
Okay, that is fair. That is completely fair. Brianna's we can sweet always doctor that in. If we need to.
It's true.
Yeah. She's just full of sweet.
No room for any
thanks,
more.
Turkish. I'm sweet enough already.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we started quoting things already. Huh?
Yes, we have.
All right.
It's going to be a fun night.
Yes, it will.
I think it's growing on me.
It actually tastes like there's honey sticks in it.
Which I love.
That's why it's so, like, you can taste the honey sticks.
I like that.
I prefer dry.
Especially the plastic part. Plastic's the best part.
I mean, you do kind of just sit there and chew on it for a while.
Yeah. I think Jenna's flooded.
I'm on so much cold medication, I probably shouldn't be drinking.
Getting home.
Jenna.
Huh?
How are you getting home?
I'm going to be very careful about
Hey, Jenna.
How much I have. Yes.
Take a drink and then tell us what you've been up to.
Jenna.
I've been sick.
Oh, God, say it slow.
I've been sick with a runny, runny nose.
Oh, speaking of say it slow.
Oh, God. Are you kidding me?
No. I actually, before we get any further into this, I want to mention, we got some more anonymous feedback.
Did we really?
From you, the dear listeners.
Oh, yay!
And this anonymous feedback specifically said, yeah, about that whole Jenna no orgasm. No. Okay. I rescind that.
Oh. Is it because they missed mine or they were really tired of yours?
Probably because I was doing them in
your guys, this is the show.
I feel like I'm missing
no los dos.
A giant part of the picture here.
Yes.
Not that. It's not that
cheers.
Big. Bing. It's not that big, but I know how to use it well.
Oh my God, that is last week's conversation, isn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's not the size that counts, it's how you use it. Although, size does.
Not the size of the mustache, it's the fury of its onslaught.
I made bread in the microwave.
Yes.
True story.
Mm-hmm.
But no
friend,
coconut.
No coconut.
No coconut.
There was no coconut in this.
No. Nowhere to put the lime. Just nowhere.
Also, yes, we have no bananas.
I'm also allergic to bananas, so there were no bananas. no, so I made bread in a microwave, and it's an egg and a quarter cup of almond flour and a tablespoon of any other kind of flour. They say coconut flour, but I'm allergic to coconut, and I didn't want to risk it. But... because I don't know if I'm allergic to coconut flour. But I didn't feel like that
I
was
feel
the thing
like that's a bad thing to try to find out.
I mean, how are you going to know unless you
I'm okay with not knowing, actually. Some things in my life can remain a mystery.
Jenna,
also.
For science.
Is that like roulette?
You know what? Until you have to suffer the consequences of my science, piss off.
I like that science.
I have to suffer the consequences of my science all the time.
That's fine. But until you have to suffer the consequences of my science, I'm not gonna.
I'm just gonna sit and watch weird science.
I used a tablespoon of, rice flour, and then a tablespoon of, again, they're like coconut oil, but although I'm not necessarily allergic to the oil in coconut, and I know I can have small amounts at the very least, I did not want to risk a tablespoon that might be cross-contaminated with other like coconutty things. So I used bacon fat, and then,
bacon.
And then a quarter teaspoon, I think, or a half teaspoon, quarter teaspoon. A fraction of a teaspoon of baking soda or baking powder. And you mix all of that up into a mug and you put it in the microwave for 90 minutes. And then
wait, 90
or 90 seconds.
Okay.
90 seconds. Sorry.
90 minutes and you can eat that mug. It's a little chewy, but lots
of fiber. 90 seconds later, bread comes out. It was very bread-like. I'm not trying to negate that at all. It was very eggy bread. Which, number one, is like an actual, like what they call French toast, I think, in like other places. Eggy bread. I don't know. But it was like, I was like, I could probably just put this in the toaster and have French toast. Like it was pretty much like that. But also it was really good. It didn't taste like bread, like just like a loaf of bread.
Right.
But it was good eggy bread, so, you know, I put blueberry jam on and it was delicious.
We had talked about some, blueberry ham. We had talked about, some different ways to make it less eggy in flavor and quality, like using just egg whites for...
Well, and, Ange, actually, Alice the cook, is, the person I hadn't remembered snagging this recipe from. And she was talking about actually upping the flour and upping the fat, so as opposed to removing the yolk, upping the other things because you still want, I guess, the fat content that's inside the yolk as well. So, yeah, so that's a thing that I might try is upping those ingredients and trying again.
Sorry if I missed it. Was there salt in it?
Nope.
That might be another way to do it. I recently forgot salt when making cookies, and I found out that that made me able to taste every kind of fat in it.
Okay.
Oh.
So, like, I could taste the shortening in the cookie dough because there was no salt.
Well, I did try this twice. I tried it once with bacon fat and once with substitute butter, which is basically oil. What? Because I can't have butter either.
I'm just imagining butter standing in front of a blackboard. That's all. good morning. I'm your substitute butter. And today we're going to watch a lot of videos. Jimmy, don't raise your hand. I've already been warned about you.
So,
I could taste the more of the... I actually couldn't really taste the bacon fat as much. But when I put the substitute butter in, boy, howdy. And maybe that's because there's already salt and bacon fat, because it's already...
That could be.
Salty. So, yeah.
That could be.
It's all, like, cured and shit.
Nom. Bacon fat.
Forbidden donut.
So, yeah, that's like, the thing that I did yesterday, because I've been sick for the past few days. Yeah. And just, yep.
Works for me.
I feel like I was supposed to go out and do things and didn't, so. All right. That's it. Like, that's really pretty much all I have. All
right. That scintillating report by Jenna.
Yay!
James, what do you got?
I've been working on my swank bachelor pad, like, really deeply invested in my bachelor pad. The four lights that I installed, there are four lights. Installed in the ceiling. I put those up with my best friend, and we recently finished the wiring on them, and then installed Philips Hue bulbs, which I like to call Huey bulbs.
On all five of them?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yes. And then the... Something like that. Oh, then my God.
Nerds.
where?
Got everything all programmed so that I have a couple of different things set up. One of them is when I ask for redshift, the lights go down to 10% red, and it makes a good night light.
Huh. And you then, called it
and
you called it what?
Redshift.
Okay. Yeah.
Just, yep.
Okay. And a love light.
Turn on your love light. Now I've just got the Blues Brothers 2000 soundtrack in my head. So
that's unfortunate.
It was a good soundtrack.
The soundtrack was pretty good.
What? Oh,
and then, and then
are we gonna have to fight over Blues Brothers? Because
original Blues Brothers was amazing.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Blues Brothers 2000. I enjoyed. That doesn't make it a good movie.
Oh, it's like me and Gremlins 2.
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or Ginger Dead Man 3.
Oh, Christ.
I fucking love that movie. It's the worst.
Yeah, and I got a ton of the boxed stuff that I moved over put away on shelves, and it's coming together. It cool. looks like a place to live.
Is the rug holding it together?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. There is also the White Russians.
There is actually new carpet. I am... When we got done with the wiring... He removed all of the electrician
the
gear.
The White Russian did?
Sure. No, I already made this joke with a friend of mine who was born in Georgia, Eastern...
Country, not state.
The country, not okay. the state. Yeah.
The state, not the state.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hold on, I'll push the reset button.
I don't know if that may not have been the reset button. I think that just turned up the volume. That's
no, yeah. Sorry, I'm looking. I'm looking. Hold on. Hold on. Found the reset.
Yeah, uh-huh. That worked.
All right.
No, you pushed my nose, and then because I have a cold, my nose started to fill up with gunk, and I was like, "Oh God, I can't breathe!" And now I'm laughing, and I can't breathe, and this is going poorly. Shit. And
so getting her to stop breathing is how to make her stop laughing.
Oh.
Good to know.
What have you done?
Magic!
So after we removed all the wiring gear from the bar, I now have a bar top.
Nice. Woo!
Which is very exciting. And soon I will have a sink that nice. Works in Yay! The bar.
I am excited for all the drinks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So many.
I'm excited to build my library of... The listeners can't tell, but you guys are playing a very rapid game of
I think
of soap opera.
Yes, yeah. Soap opera. I think they can tell. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
I've got a great idea. Let's have Brianna over and we can just, have her as
just
a guest.
Just giggle. Just
I'm okay.
Giggle.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this.
Yeah, no, this is just
Jen and Brie can just giggle a lot.
Yeah. Yep.
But I'm interested in getting my library of bottles together.
Nope.
For a bar.
Oh, are you gonna use a card here, catalog?
I'll get you started.
Yes.
This is my present.
That is a present from AON.
That is a housewarming present from AON to you.
He has just been presented with a bottle of kinky blue.
Why is this my first bottle? Is the
because it is kinky we love blue.
You can only build up from there.
True. That is.
You're
is true.
Welcome.
Yep.
You're welcome.
AON Labs, we set the bar low.
Yeah. Literally the bar.
That way Jenna can sit at it comfortably.
Accurate.
Oh, she's tiny.
Tiny people. Woo!
Yay! Fun size multi pack.
Travel size for your convenience.
So yeah, that's what I've been up to, and cool. I got my new ukulele. I'm so
yay,
happy.
Uke!
Yay!
Yeah, so it's good. Everything's nice.
Awesome.
I have so many ukes in my life.
You do
so many.
I was trying to get my mandolin back from my little brother, and the only reason it didn't happen is because we both forgot when I went to take him grocery shopping.
Oh,
like. But here's the problem. I think my violin rosin is in my mandolin case.
Mm.
It does me no good there.
No.
It doesn't do anyone any good there.
No.
Unless you got a rosin up your finger for that mando playing.
No. Although I have strummed my violin in lieu of my mandolin. Yeah. You can do that. You can do that. Yeah. You can make chords and stuff. It's harder because you don't have the frets on a violin. So, like, I know where the notes are, so I can kind of do it that way. But you don't have anything to
press. We don't
press
need the details of where you're pressing to strum your violin.
Right.
It's all about the fingering.
Play it slow.
Thanks, Jane.
Be in my bunk.
Something, something, fingering.
Something, something, G-string. You know, all of these tropes.
There is a G-string on my violin. There's two on my mandolin.
Yep.
Yeah. Everybody is just kind of looking.
We're all just staring off into the distance.
No, like, I'm specifically staring at your face because it's ridiculous.
I mean, also most of the time. Yeah.
You are staring off into the distance.
We're all staring at you, staring off into the distance. Yep.
Fine with that. Yeah. Tuning pegs. Whoa.
What? But, because.
Fingerboard.
Yeah. Bridge?
Fretting.
Fret.
Fretting isn't sexy. Now
that just took a turn.
Fretting is just something I do on a regular basis. I have an anxiety disorder.
Sound hole.
Whoa.
Neuroses are
F-hole.
F-hole. Oh.
Which is on the violin.
No, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So I don't play any instruments.
But violins have two F-holes, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, but only one G-string.
I noticed that it covers neither of them.
Correct.
It just so you don't play an instrument, huh?
No.
It just goes not right between them.
Nope. Most of this is going right over my head.
I'll draw you a diagram later on a napkin.
I don't understand any of these references. Please do it. Please do it. I'm completely oblivious to all of these references. I don't know what they're talking about.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
Not at all.
It's music. It's classy.
Wood.
As fuck.
Classical, yeah.
Yeah, violins are very classy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's a fiddle. Same instrument, different word. What?
Mm-hmm.
What else? I thought that there was some kind of physical difference between
them. Nope. Not in the least.
I've moved my swords in, and I've discovered that the
now you're home.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right?
The
swords are the first thing. That
I don't have like an actual elephant's foot because gross. I love elephants, and they should keep their feet. But I do have a giant pottery croc thing that the swords are in.
Okay, I was like, where the fuck are you going with
this? It's an umbrella stand. It's called an elephant's foot.
Okay.
So the this thing that I have them in, I need a proper storage and display rack for them. Similar to that.
Like that's what most
swords. Just don't forget to anchor like them on the wall.
Mm-hmm. To anchor? Yeah.
Yeah. I've had sword mishaps before.
Yeah.
I had a roommate almost lose an arm when a sword came tumbling off of the wall lip above his head. It was great.
It really depends on the sword and the heaviness and things like that. Mm-hmm. But
in general, not the best.
I have a lot of like 3-pound swords.
This is like a 2-hander from Badger Blades kind of sword.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It'll do some damage.
Yeah, that's I think my heaviest sword is probably about 4 pounds. So not awful. Not great. But it's not one of those fuck-off swords, but it's a fantasy scimitar, which is just like, it's got that giant blade of like you'd think of in your stereotyping of various ethnicities. And it is a two-hander, and if that thing were to fall off of a wall, I'm pretty sure it would chop a head off, like just straight up.
My best sword tastes great.
That's probably true.
Is it well seasoned?
At this point, yeah.
Yeah.
It's mild.
Been through a couple
steel.
Seasons, so yeah.
All
right. anything else?
That's pretty much it. Cool. I need a good way to display swords, and I would like an actual display rack.
Have you thought of a gun rack? honestly.
I don't even own a gun.
Well, but
much less.
No, you don't put no, guns on
put
it.
The swords on the gun rack. No. Yeah,
it is a good idea.
No, legitimately.
Have
you considered getting a rack?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
do you need me to help you pick out a rack?
I would love your help.
Somebody
looking
needs
at racks.
To go rack shopping with James.
Okay. I would like that.
I volunteer's tribute.
High five.
Let me see.
Just window shopping.
Sprouting.
I mostly look for those online. That's
in incognito mode.
Sure, it might be a gift. You don't know. I love when it's like, use incognito mode. If you're buying a gift for someone else, yeah, thanks, Grum.
Yeah,
we both
right.
know what this is. Uh-huh. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
No. No.
Uh-huh.
No. I got a present in the mail the other day.
Oh, yes. Yeah?
From our dear listener, Mudstuffin.
Yay, Mud!
And it's pretty great because I opened up the box that it came in going, what the fuck? Because it was a box from Amazon. I was like, what is... It doesn't have, you know, the return doesn't have a name. It's just where it came.
That's okay. I know where they live now. So,
I didn't know who even sent the box.
Right.
It was just this box, and I opened it up. And as soon as I opened it up,
Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
It was like, you son of a bitch.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh,
that, dear
this
friends,
is the best I'm fucking thing ever.
Is a 1,000-piece puzzle.
Uh-huh.
Just looking at one today.
Of a color wheel.
Uh-huh. Oh.
You son of a bitch.
This is the best thing ever.
This makes me so happy.
I asked my wife. I seriously could not stop laughing. Because that is the funniest shit I have seen in a long time.
That is pretty funny.
And so evil as fuck.
But it's blazing with color.
It is blazing with color.
I have an honest, curious question. You can tell me to fuck off.
Yeah, no.
But like, so with your colorblindness, like when you're looking like that, are those like basically the same shade of whatever?
She's pointing at red.
When it is all,
but like directly across.
The thing
the
is,
wheel.
Is right now the way I'm looking at it right now, I can see the entire palette.
Okay.
And because I can see the entire palette, I have frames of reference
sure.
for all of the colors.
Okay.
I can see both the red and the green and the blue and the purple all at the same time. And so I have a frame of reference for, this is blue, this is purple, this is green, this is red. When they're all separate pieces scattered about on the table.
One green piece, you're fucked.
Yeah. Because then I have no frame of reference.
Okay. Thank you. That I was just curious about that. Thank you for educating me.
Yeah, it's honestly a lot of it is all about having that frame of reference, having that perspective.
Okay.
When I no longer have that, then I have no way of differentiating.
Yeah, there was a thing that happened at work when Salsa and I were working together. They had stuff up on the big board, the screens. And they were like, all right, then the really important stuff we've highlighted in red, and then this thing over here is in green. And Salsa was like, in yellow. Got it. The important stuff is in yellow. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, that's happening.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that is...
Oh.
Mud, you're my favorite.
Yes, genius.
This pleases me to no fucking end.
Pretty great.
Yeah, I saw something like this today and then was like, huh, Salsa.
I sent him a message. I was like, you son of a, bitch, I got your package today. And he was like, yeah, I was on Amazon and I saw it and I was just like, fuck it, I'm getting it for Salsa.
Yes. This is delightful and wonderful.
The other thing that happened to me actually happened last night. I know, right? I was interviewed for the Ballycast podcast.
Is that still a Banchikabow?
No.
Okay.
This is a podcast.
I was about to say, that just got like workplace sexual harassment awkward real quick.
No, this is a podcast about the circus and sideshow. Mm. And they have had various people on there, like Brett Loudermilk, who is a sword swallower, prodigy, and Swami Yomami has been on there, and Glacerella, and Reggie Bugmuncher, and big sideshow names.
I just
Harley Newman.
I need to take a moment and ask what it is that makes someone a prodigy at sword swallowing. Like, honest curiosity.
Ease of getting large objects down for extended periods of time.
I had a date like that once.
And being able to do multiple objects. One thing that I can, is once you have the sword down your throat, it's a flat blade, which is easier to rest, in line with your shoulders. And that's already fairly difficult because you have to hyperextend your neck backwards and push your Adam's apple forward and all this other stuff in order to get that to line up. And what some people are able to do is once that blade is in their throat, they're able to rotate that blade 180 degrees. That is something I cannot do.
Oh, God.
Because that is just, it's too much, I don't have that flexibility yet.
Plus then the blade
Whereas
comes,
some people can just do that, no problem.
Okay. So that answered my question.
Although, if Salsa's ever choking, we know how to fix it.
Yep.
Rotated 180 degrees?
Something.
But anyway, this is a podcast that's been going on for, I think they started in 2007.
Rad.
So he's been going for like 10 years, since about once a month. And really, honestly, legitimately interesting stuff. Every episode he talks about various different stuff. There's the interview with whoever it is that he's interviewing, but then he also
name dropper.
He also does just like old recordings of songs that have been written about the sideshow and circus, and
like Lydia the Tattooed Lady,
possibly.
Huh.
That
is one of my most favorite.
No, it's possible it's in there. I just don't remember it offhand. It has been going on for 10 years.
Sure.
They
have a few episodes.
So there's songs, and then there's he, like, if you go to the website, there's always like a lot of like PDFs of brochures and various things on sideshow games and how to build some of these sideshow games and stuff like that. So it's really fascinating stuff if you're interested in a carnival or a sideshow or anything like that.
Which, and you're listening to this show,
so
chances are good.
But I had my interview last night, and I did mention this show.
Yay!
So if you happen to listen to the Casimir the Hungry episode of Bellycast, and that is how you found this show, welcome. We're sorry it's a disappointment.
I was about to say, I'm sorry I'm a 12-year-old and keep making date jokes and swallowing swords.
Just go back to our earlier episodes with... Thanks.
Right. You're still stuck on the 180, aren't you?
I'm still stuck on the 180.
I'm trying to figure.
There are so many words.
So the person in the middle extends their arms.
No.
Person in the middle extends their arms, but just their elbows. And then the person at the front of the bus, they grab the elbows and rotate. They lift one over the other.
No.
While the person behind supports the middle.
Look, nobody knows what he's talking about, so let's just smile and nod and move on.
It's called the Buckingham Palace.
Nobody knows what you're talking about. We're just going to keep
different from the Eiffel Tower.
I do know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I'm still clueless, and I like it that way.
Good. Stay that way.
Which is what I'm trying to do, is stay that way, so I don't think about it too much.
Excellent. Okay.
I can stand to hear more.
Later, baby. Later.
Yeah, no, so talk about that. speaking of once that does go up, I will be mentioning it on here and telling everybody to go listen to that. Also, speaking of sideshow stuff, I have been in conversations with Matt. May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace.
We have plans for Die Laughing.
Ah, yes.
Have they been submitted yet?
Megan's in charge of that, so I don't know.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But
these are Megan's in on it too, by the way.
These are the plans that I am also in
on. Oh, I heard a little bit about these.
Are you in on this? I don't think you're in on this.
I put my name in for the.
Oh no, not that. No,
not that thing.
This is something else.
A different thing.
This is a different secret thing. That will. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I like
Matt.
Okay.
Matt and Megan and I are looking to do some sideshowy things for Die Laughing.
Well, if you need somebody to stand on you again, let me know.
I nominate myself to stand on you.
We could.
I'm gonna give your wife back Swiss cheese salsa. Salsa con queso.
Salsa con queso.
Salsa con queso.
This just got weird. And the other thing that I'm super excited about.
Mm.
So Christmas was, you know, a couple weeks ago, and my parents were in town. And while my parents were here, you know, we're hanging out, and we're like, let's watch some TV. And I was like, have you guys seen Great British Bake Off?
Oh.
And so I introduced my parents to the Great British Bake Off.
You might be the most amazing show.
I know, but not just the Great British Bake Off.
Better son than I am.
Not just the Great British Bake Off, but Masterclass.
Oh. Oh.
I introduced them to Masterclass. And yeah, no, it was great. And so they're going through in there, and at one point they were talking about, you know, you put this in the proofer, and I kind of to myself said, "Oh, I would just absolutely love to have a proofer." And my mother looks at me and she goes, "Do you want one?"
What?
Yes.
And I go, "What?" And she goes, "So I have one when I was living at the house in North Carolina because I bought one so I would have one.
Mm-hmm.
But when we moved back to, you know, the hometown where I grew up, the house they moved into, their oven has a proofing drawer." So she's got an extra proofer. Do you want it?
From way back. Okay.
No, not the house that we grew up in. They bought a new home in town.
Okay.
But the house that they now moved in has a proofing drawer.
Okay.
And so she's got this proofer, this countertop proofer that Ta-da! She's like, "Do you want it?" And I was like,
"Yes."
Yes. duh. And she was like, "Oh, okay, well, when I get home, I'll do this." So I you know, a couple days ago, I get a box in the mail, and I open it up, and it is a brand new proofer.
What?
Oh.
And I message my mom, and I go, "So this looks brand new." And she goes, "Yeah, I figured, you know, while I was getting you one, I might as well get you a better one."
Aww.
And so I have a proofer / slow cooker.
Dang.
That I can now proof bread and make yogurt and stuff like that in. And I'm telling you what, guys, right now.
I'm looking forward to ordering.
I am going to be making soft cheese.
God damn.
And I am going to be making yogurt. And I am going to be making homemade scones with homemade clotted cream. You better fucking bet your ass I'm doing that.
Could you also make something Jenna can eat?
No.
He could. He's not going to.
No.
Yep. Her poor face.
Make some bread, I suppose.
He doesn't care about my face. He doesn't.
I don't.
He really doesn't.
Mm-mm. Jerk.
No.
Oh, that's the other thing. He's going to be really making jerky.
Jerky. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yep.
Ooh. I can have jerky.
No, I have so many plans. I'm serious. Not to mention how much bread I am going to be making.
I'm looking forward to my first loaf.
I am going to be making so much bread. You guys don't know.
Homemade bread is incredible.
It makes the whole house smell so good, you guys.
Also that.
I do have a bread maker that I keep meaning to pull out of somewhere. I just forgot where that somewhere is, so...
Huh.
There's not many somewheres to pull it out from.
Really? You don't know where your bread maker is?
No.
Where does she just... Did she get her driver's license or something?
Oh, you're funny. Have you met my daughter?
I have mentioned this on the show before, but I am teaching my daughter to bake, and she loves it. Mm-hmm. Like legit, yeah. I ask her. I'm not joking about this. Ask her what yeast is.
I'll go wake her up and ask.
And
no,
she,
no, don't do that. Oh God, Raiderly's going to kill you.
You will incur the wrath of my wife.
Yeah,
and
there
so,
is a risk of
murders. Godspeed.
and the hole we'd have to dig is not that big. Mm-hmm.
No, not big at all.
It's cold out. The ground is hard. You know.
I had a date like that once.
What? Out at Fest?
Yeah, actually. That was, funny.
But she will tell you that yeast is little tiny creatures that eat sugar and make burps, and that makes bubbles in the bread.
That's adorable.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Also accurate.
Yeah.
Like, on a basic really level, that is what yeast is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
She gets it.
Or like in Moyasuman, I eat sugar and poop alcohol.
Basically, yeah.
Yep.
So,
that's you.
And she's really good at cracking eggs. She doesn't like to eat eggs, but she can crack an egg.
Huh.
She's nice. Very,
but
very
she does
good
like
at
things that eggs go into, like mm-hmm. cakes and cookies.
Oh, yeah.
And
no, she really, she enjoys helping me bake a lot.
Eggs are an ingredient, not a food, Dad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Did anybody else have to suffer proofer through like eggs in a cup when they were little? My parents sent me out with
what
polystyrene. Like my dad wanted us to have warm hands out at the bus stop because we grew up in the middle of nowhere, and I thought you might share this experience. So he would grab a polystyrene cup, he would crack an egg into it.
No, we just didn't whine about it.
Neither did we. But he was like, "I don't want your fingers to freeze off, and you need something for breakfast, so take this." And he would nuke it for 30 seconds to a minute and then just hand us like a hot egg hard-boiled in a plastic cup with some butter, salt, and pepper.
Nope, my parents knew how to cook.
I've told you guys about my egg experiments in the microwave, yeah?
I mean, the bread part.
There's a reason you're going through menopause.
Holy shit! God damn it, Salsa. Everyone snore. Nice. You just fucking drop one.
you do
play
that.
Eggs, yeah. Well, not for long.
Not anymore.
That carton's almost empty.
Oh, thank God. Oh.
Just the styrofoam container they came in.
You know what? She's still got the box that Cherry came in.
Yeah.
Is that the okay? Yeah.
If you're a new listener who came over here because of the Ballycast,
I'm so sorry.
Oh, buddy. That's,
let me tell you about the new
better
game we came up with. Are these all the cupcakes you have? This is a brilliant new product.
No, so I've been microwaving eggs in various ways. Like one of them, I tried to make ramen in a bowl and I microwaved an egg and I went to pop the egg and the egg exploded. I did talk about these things.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some other egg experiments. And like by the third time, Jessa was like, "Did you just microwave another egg?" And I'm like, "Yes." She's like, "No, stop doing that. It goes poorly." I'm like,
"No."
But I think I've got it figured out this time.
Get the squirt
and she's
bottle.
Like, this is not.
No.
There's just a little note written on the egg carton. Ask first.
She goes to open the fridge and just shock collar.
I did not buy this carton of eggs so you could nuke them.
No, I bought this carton of eggs so I could nuke them.
You did not buy this carton of eggs so you could.
Yes, I did. That is purely the reason why I bought this carton of eggs.
Anyway.
Experimentation. So anyway, so yeah, I made this. What?
Science!
It's alive!
So I made the eggy bread. And like I told Jess I was going to make this bread, and she was like, "Okay, whatever, that sounds dumb, but fucking, you're weird, go for it." Like, she super teenagered me at this. She's like, "Whatever. God." So, like, I finish, and I start talking to her about all the ingredients, and she's like, wait, there's an egg? Did you just microwave another egg? And I'm like, batter. She's like, "There's an egg in that. You microwaved an egg, you son of a bitch." I'm like,
"You promised.
I never promised.
This two-person family apart with your egg microwaving.
God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God."
How delightful.
Indeed.
So yes. I had to suffer the shame of Jess's egg shaming.
So basically the long and the short of it is now not only do my family have to endure all of the homemade beer, but they also have to endure all of the homemade bread and yogurt.
What
and
a hard stuff life.
Like that. Yeah. I know.
So tragic.
It's going to be awful.
I think we need to start some kind
homemade
of
homemade salsa
foundation.
Oh,
in their names.
Ooh, yeah. Yes. Something
for poor.
Are they hungry? No, that's
no.
not a problem.
No,
no. No, if anything, that's the opposite of the problem.
Like a
force-fed families.
Force-fed.
That sounds like a like a Jedi organization for. A food shelf?
Yes. Yes. Oh my god, yes. We need to get nerd group together to go, like, feed starving people.
Work at a
people.
Soup kitchen?
Yeah.
Call it force feeding?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Jedis at a soup kitchen.
Yep.
Force feeding. Oh my god.
Yes.
Yeah, that isn't sensationalizing the efforts at all.
Sure.
Everything has, like, bantha stew and...
It's Jawa
ribs.
Meatballs.
No, it's the name of my new Star Wars themed cookbook, guys.
Oh, good. I like
nice.
It. No, even
like
better.
It.
Yeah.
It's R2-D2 spaghetti. Man, that doesn't even sound like a... And
this is why you don't get to write the cookbook.
BB-8 meatballs.
BB-8 everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Just don't call them BB-8 balls.
Right. Sporg, Getty, and meatballs.
Oh, oh, God. Oh, God.
Someone's got to cry at you while you're cooking it.
we know people who would do that.
Just the sad little eyes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
Should we take a break?
Yes.
Let's take a quick break.
All right, let's do that.
Okay.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
All right. Well, I suppose.
And we're back.
Yay.
I am Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Brianna.
Yay!
Yay! So we have reached the middle part of our show, and that means we get to actually let our guests talk a little bit.
Yay!
Sweet.
What?
I know, right?
It's true.
So what have you been up to?
I have a lot of theater projects coming up, actually.
What?
I know. I am producing
theater people.
I know.
Since when did we start allowing theater people?
I'll leave.
Theater.
Right? We're dirty. We multiply.
I know, right?
Usually in the theater.
Yeah.
With
a...
No. No.
No.
No.
No.
No.
No. Bad.
Just it's,
bad.
It's
I just
happen.
Read them a story
it's
about
gonna
poop knives. And if you're curious, don't be.
Oh, God.
Don't.
So I was just listening to a podcast about the
about me getting to talk on this?
Nope.
You had your chance.
Cut me off mid-sentence.
As if with a poop knife.
We had our... I was listening to this podcast, and they were talking about the people that are prepared... The preppers, the people that are prepared for, right. like, nuclear holocaust.
Well, they think
and
they are, yeah.
Apparently, one of the things highest on the list of things... Like, you've got canned food, of course, and...
Right.
And,
sure.
And
distilled water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unlubricated condoms.
I believe
Why?
That actually.
Like a very high. Well, there's the obvious reason for you know if you're down in a bunker with not much else to do, what else
not...
are you going to do? But
I mean, if you're the last of humanity, mm-hmm. shouldn't you
not well, use condoms?
Not.
Well, it, that depends on if you're just riding something out or if, you know. But
I had a date like that.
But
one.
more importantly, and specifically
like
why they need to be unlubricated is because condoms apparently are super useful.
They are exceptionally useful.
For they can be used for hauling water.
Everything.
Yes.
In.
Like a condom can hold up to like 2 liters of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can use it as a makeshift bucket.
Yep.
You can use them to make slingshots.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Like, just like all
can
of
use
this
it as an emesis
stuff.
Bag?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, wonderful. I want Bill back so that we can make slingshots out of condoms. God damn it.
But yeah, fucker. No, that is like right behind canned food and clean water is unlubricated condoms.
Yeah, I suppose if it's lubricated and you try to make a slingshot out of it.
Just zoop.
The only thing you hit is comedy.
All right, I suppose we're going to give you another chance to talk.
So,
use it wisely.
Oh, God.
No pressure,
right?
If she uses it wisely, she's going to do it somewhere else. Don't encourage
that. It's true. I wouldn't be here.
Go.
So what I was going to say is I have Jeff Gillen and I are going to be producing our first show. Ooh. And it's going to be our improv duo, Squash Banana, is presenting a show called Cross Contamination. So I've been working on the first steps of that as far as getting groups together to help create the show. And that'll be probably my big project for the next few months while I'm also rehearsing for a scripted show and auditioning for another show.
It's business as usual for theater fans,
These two apparently want me to talk about the show I'm auditioning for.
Well, I want you to talk about everything.
We'll get to that. I want to hear more about this cross-contamination. What is the MacGuffin?
So the concept of the show is, if you're familiar with long-form improv structures, there's a structure called the La Ronde that involves doing a series of two-person scenes, putting characters in different situations. And what we're doing with this show is taking a group, several groups of duos and letting them do their two-person scenes and then mixing them up. So we're taking all of the worlds that they've established and turning it into a La Ronde, crushing all of their worlds together.
Are you splitting up the duos into like cross, like
eventually,
mixed doubles? Or?
Eventually.
Okay. So,
each duo gets their time, and then
each duo will get a chance to establish a
scene,
and then they get shoved into pairings with people that are not their normal duo.
Into other people's universes.
Oh, exactly.
Awesome. Oh, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's...
Yeah.
Right? Yes.
Oh, I need to go change my panties.
Because of that, the more diverse that we can get the groups, the better. So one of the groups that we're actually in talks with for being one of our regular... performing groups is a group called Goof Goof, and they do absurdist theater that is not always in English. Like, sometimes they just make up words or use the phrase goof to do an entire scene without conveying any wording. So,
does anybody else think of the Goof Troop?
Well, I mean,
like...
A little bit.
Kind of what I heard, yeah.
But if I'm doing a scene with them, I will be trying to do this emotionally grounded, realistic scene in a world I've set up as they are being an absurd theater interacting with my world.
Right.
Yes.
Interesting.
I'm going to watch this so hard.
I hope you do.
Oh, God.
It's going to be a blast.
Will they be characters that have been established in another world that are then transported to a different world? Or are they just... new people in that already established world?
Depends on the group, actually.
Okay.
So a lot of the groups
Little column A.
Yeah, so a lot of the groups will establish characters during their time with their duo partner, and if those characters carry over, then it's those same worlds that already have been
that'll
made
collide
up.
Yep. Together. Yeah, okay.
Excellent.
Interesting.
Hence, oh my God.
Cross-contamination.
No, I really like this concept a lot. Like, how many groups do you want to get? For each show.
Each night we're going to have three duos involved, but we're going to be doing a rotation of probably 4 to 5 primary groups, plus every week one of the groups will be like a one-off. So two groups that do it regularly and one that's just a guest group for that week.
Okay. So ideally for one show you're going to see three.
Exactly. Three trios. Okay. Three duos.
Or duos, yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And Jeff and I will be hosting it, and in some of them, but not all of them, because a big part of this is that we want to be able to showcase the duos in the Twin Cities and find groups that are just forming and give them a chance to do this show.
And if you're in every single one, you kind of burn yourself out on the format.
But
get stuck in grooves and things like that. Yeah, that makes sense. No, I'm excited. Okay.
You also just... closed a group show, is that right? You guys just finished with a season of a particular show.
Yeah, a group that I'm in called The Painters just had their final show in December, and that's one of the weirdest groups that I've ever been a part of, and I am lucky enough that I get to continue playing with them the rest of the year because we do another show called Local Music Scene. But painters.
Going to interrupt, just by the way, based on some of the people we know, the weirdest group that you've ever been a part of is saying a lot.
Yeah. To be fair, some of the people we know are in this room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, in that group.
Also, I just but saying they're the weirdest group you like.
Oh,
that
yes.
That says
that
a
is
lot.
High praise.
Praise.
Well, that's
yeah.
If you haven't seen The Painters, the concept of that group is there's in improv you can do scene painting where you set up the stage by describing the scenery that's around you. And normally that'll go on for two or three lines, mm-hmm. and then people will go into a scene and embody characters. What The Painters does is they only scene paint. So they tell a story through describing the world that you are seeing without ever creating characters that take actions.
That sounds extremely esoteric.
Little bit, yeah.
Delightful.
James and Jenna actually saw our final show.
Oh,
so.
It was very fancy.
It was pinkies up.
Fancy?
Yeah. No, one of the recurring things. Somebody early on was like, blah blah blah. This and this gateway. It's very fancy. You can tell it's very fancy. And then just occasionally, when someone would describe something, especially something not fancy, like blah blah blah, the bubbling cauldron full of green stuff, it's very fancy. That's yeah,
it became the game.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Awesome.
But the other thing that the painters do, they would have people painting.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. On the sidelines of our show, we had a local artist actually painting a picture
based on the description,
based on what we were doing in the show.
Oh,
so we had
no, this, yeah, no, I know what you're talking about now.
Okay,
yep,
wonderful.
Yep, no,
he has heard of you.
Let's not go too far. no, I was just like, how have I not heard of that? Oh, I have heard of this. Okay,
yeah,
yes,
cool. So what else do you have coming up? You said you have a scripted show?
Yes, I'm a part of a show called Fearless Five.
What? Oh.
Never heard of it.
And who puts that on?
Fearless Comedy Production.
Never heard of them.
Right? So I'm very excited for that. It's the first scripted show I will be... Oh, God, it's been 14 years since I was in anything scripted.
Wow.
Wow.
Which is definitely aging me right now. But anyway.
She's
no, that actually, the first Mystery Lodge I did was about that long since I did a scripted show, too. So the theme this year for the Fearless Five is...
Conspiracies.
I'm
super excited.
Are you in one
show? I am in two of the five because they couldn't put me in any more than that because I have a conflict with another show I'm doing during that same time.
This surprises no one.
Which is the Vilification Tennis Amateur Show.
You're trying out for that? High five!
Yes.
That's right. Salsa's not involved anymore. He doesn't know.
I have retired from that.
Yeah.
I have made peace with that. But no, I am looking forward to that. That sounds awesome.
It should be very fun.
It should be. maybe not for you.
It will be, but it will be after the show. During the show, less so.
Thanks. Just make it even more terrifying.
No problem. That's what I'm here for.
I mean, seriously, it's not like he's in. He used to be in charge of the workshops.
Oh God. Yep. So I should feel better.
No, I probably. Yeah.
No, actually, I was
a brutal taskmaster. To be fair,
I do remember.
Yeah. But. No, this is the year of doing all of the things that terrify me. So
awesome! No, that's I mean that sounds
awesome.
To be fair,
he just swallowed the whips and chains, but it was.
Ooh,
why? No, there's so many better uses for those.
Yeah, you've never done that.
But there's so many better.
Flail would be so. Oh,
you're gonna kill yourself. And
yeah,
can I film?
But it hasn't been banned.
Oh,
my wife hasn't said I can't.
I'm going to tell her right after this episode.
That's true.
I'm going to do so right after this episode.
Oh, boy.
Jenna's going to spoil my
fun. You better
get
it done, like, in between the time it takes for this episode to be finished and for me to go upstairs and talk to Rayleigh about this.
No, it's okay.
Mom! Salsa's swallowing things again! Mom!
I want Salsa around so I can continue to hate him. Let's not kill him.
I just want to film it whenever it does happen.
I know. If I tell on him,
we are now witnessing
happen.
The end of salsa.
Yeah, exactly. Will you be the commentator for that?
I don't think I could be. I think because it, most of my commentary would be just, oh, Christ.
Most of your commentary would be,
and he is now turning blue.
What an idiot.
I mean, internally. Sure.
There's so much love in here tonight.
It,
I guess.
There is. It's all directed towards me, though. Don't worry.
Well, yeah. I'm okay with that.
That's fair.
Sweet. Well, yeah. What else you got?
Yeah, apparently. You also did something else very recently. Yes?
What did I do recently?
Women.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
Yes, she did women. There you go. Done.
Say it slow.
So this past weekend at Huge Improv Theater, there was something called Tiny Funny Women Fest. And I was so drained.
You fit all of those.
I was so drained.
All of the criteria.
I know, right?
Yes.
All four words.
So the reason that it's called Tiny Funny Women Fest is because when it was created, there was a funny women's festival in Chicago. And Jill Bernard, who started the one here, wanted to create a smaller version of it because she didn't think Minneapolis needed the insane size of the festival that they had there. So she just made it a tiny
there's already plenty little of, weekend of festivals and comedy.
Well, this one was started, I think she said the first one was like back in 2001 or 2002, so before Huge existed.
Oh, yeah.
And then I've been involved with it. This was my fourth year since I got involved.
Okay.
And I believe the fifth one at the theater. So, but it's showcasing women in the Twin Cities. We have workshops and three directors that have ensembles. They work with women throughout the weekend to create a form and do a showcase on the final night of it. Yeah. So, yes. Thank you for reminding me. I was so exhausted that I had almost forgotten that it existed.
I believe it.
Well, I mean, you've been sick too, right?
Yeah. Like... yeah. Well,
how about the three of us just tell her more about what she's done, because she apparently has forgotten.
She's recovering.
Indeed.
I am recovering.
She may just be testing our memory of all of the things that she does.
I have a traumatic brain injury.
You don't need to test my memory. My memory is shit. You guys are over here like, this thing happened, and I went, oh yeah, I read about that.
Oh yeah.
James, however, is on top of this. So,
no, am I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then you also have something coming up this weekend?
Yes.
I told you! I wasn't joking!
What is this weekend?
Hold on now. Now I need to check my calendar.
Oh God, don't you have something tonight?
Are there options?
Yeah, you're supposed to be on some podcast. Quick.
Well, fuck. I mean, I do have something Friday night.
Well, yeah.
But
sure.
What?
But
The group that did The Painters has the group local music scene as well, and we have our monthly show at Bryant Lake Bowl this Friday night. But I mean, I know, it's crazy. It's so the next like 3 months of my life are insanity.
As opposed to the calm and orderly and not at all jam-packed with comedy and performance.
I remember like July having like a week of calm.
Are you fucking kidding me?
This is really just the eye of the storm.
What is this calm you speak of?
It was the 2 days before I left on my road trip. After our theater closed for Fringe Festival.
There you go. I was bedridden like 2-3 weeks ago.
Oh, God.
Like, that was the most time I have had free since... What year is it?
I don't... What? I'm trying to remember what free time is like.
I don't
honestly.
Know. I have already booked myself out for two festivals.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Good.
Like, I'm summer is already filling up.
Currently trying to convince my duo partner to go with me to a festival in Edmonton.
You want?
Yes.
Yous want? We should have speaks with him.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You know, it's going to be really difficult to attend any other festivals if your legs are broken. I'm just saying, in your best interest.
I'm not saying it's going to happen, but what if it happens?
What if it happened? I really feel like that would put a damn.
I think legs, that they are going to take legs, such good care of Jeff.
Your legs are looking pretty fragile.
Yeah, we'll take now. Yeah, we'll definitely take care of Jeff.
We'll walk you across the street because your legs are looking a little shaky right now. I'm not going to lie.
I think maybe we should get you a little exercise. Maybe take you over, get you a ticket to go to Edmonton. Yeah. That sounds like a nice, safe place, Edmonton.
God damn it.
All right.
That could have gone on forever.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to
We only
stare
have, but James
him.
Has to get to work at some
That's
point.
That's true.
So.
I'm just going to stare at Jeff.
So, bad news about Jeff.
Yeah, me too.
It sounds like he's not going to be able to come to Die Laughing this year.
What the shit?
And I know everyone at Die Laughing is going to be so distraught because Squash Banana's been there every year.
Yeah.
Right?
Love them.
So, oh, thank you.
Seriously.
So instead,
somebody in Banana's going to get squashed, it sounds like.
So instead, I was thinking of proposing a
hour-long
show.
I'm not.
What?
I'm taken, thank you.
I'm not.
An hour-long show.
Yeah.
That is just anyone who wants to do a duo with Bree.
Yes.
I know the booker. Also, you might not know this, but the performance application is live. Ladies and gentlemen,
it is.
Yes.
DieLaughingMarathon.com. You too can submit a proposal for performing at the Die Laughing 50-hour
comedy.
Do you think
you're funny enough to appear on a stage? No? Try it out with us first.
Hey, do you just really suck at spelling? Just go to our website and click on the link that I've posted in the show notes.
Also that. Ooh.
And I mean, given that I'm going to be at Die Laughing pretty much the entire time
right.
this year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Without all that dead weight hanging around keeping you down.
Ugh.
Yep, basically.
Yeah.
Feckless and Jeffless.
Yes.
It's like Sleepless in Seattle, but different.
Jeffless in Minneapolis.
No. Okay. Anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, the creative process right here.
Yes,
there's a whole lot of
the name of your show is Yes, We Have No Bananas.
Oh my god. Yes,
there it is.
That's pretty
Hold on,
good,
submit it right now.
That's Do it.
Pretty great.
Do it. Do it. Yeah. I know the booker. Okay. I'll get a line in for you.
Oh shit.
And if you're interested in volunteering at Die Laughing, that'll be that form should be live shortly.
Beginning of mid-February is what we've
Perfect.
Been talking about. Somewhere in there. So,
speaking of which, Bree is also helping us with Die Laughing this year.
Sucker.
Yep.
Seriously, what have I gotten myself into?
I don't know.
So much.
I told you. I'm
part of the company. I have to.
I'm not.
I
don't.
What is wrong with you?
Seriously?
Somebody had to go and volunteer to be in charge of shit.
I gave her a cute look. Actually, she gave me a cute look. I think we gave each other cute looks.
Don't cross the streams.
No, Bree will be instrumental in making sure that this all goes off. So in addition to being an amazing performer, she is also making shit happen.
And not just
I'm
with
putting that on my business card.
Yeah.
Making shit happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Brianna Cecile, making shit happen.
It's accurate.
Yeah.
Where if I had that on mine, I'd have to like italicize shit.
You'd need a knife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Making poop knife happen.
I feel like we need to tell our listeners what we're talking about.
I shouldn't say things before I take a drink.
This is what happens when off-camera conversations spill out into recording.
So during the break, a friend of mine sent me a link that says, I'm 22 and I just found out most families don't have a poop knife. somebody had a poop knife growing up. Which is a rusty kitchen knife that's not used for anything except cutting turds that are too large to flush.
I'm so glad I'm not part of that person's family.
Talking about. For those of you who have just found our podcast because of the Ballycast episode.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. So sorry. Sincerely.
God, this isn't even our dirtiest show.
No.
This isn't our worst show. This isn't our grossest show. It's
But I'm here.
It's a show.
That's why we're apologizing.
Yeah. No. You're the only one class in this join up.
Yeah, that's true.
Aww.
Pick us out.
So sweet.
Mm-hmm. So. Wow. I'm still just riding high on the yes, we have no bananas joke.
Right?
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, my goodness.
Should we take a quick break?
Yeah, I suppose we could do that if you want to. Let's do that.
Woo. Okay, we'll do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
And we're back. I am Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
I'm Brianna.
Yay! Yay! High five.
There's some very podcast. Excitable people in the room.
It's true!
We're cute
almost
and
like
adorable.
They're caffeinated.
What?
Aw.
I'm not.
I am.
But
kind
it's
of am.
Almost like they're caffeinated.
Well, if you're not caffeinated.
Now, dear listeners,
uh-oh.
Jenna and Bree are not caffeinated, and they have a ton of energy and are fun and excitable.
Yay!
If you would like to try to recreate that lightning in a bottle and get as much excitement and zeal for life as these two do on a normal day, then have we got a product for you. And that product is True Stone Coffee.
Coffee!
That's right.
Coffee!
Coffee delivered right to your door.
What?
Amazing coffee.
Freshly roasted, amazing, caffeine-filled coffee. Delivered right to your door. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. All you need to do is go to TrueStoneCoffee.com. And order coffee. Or seriously, it's that simple. You go to their website and go, I want some coffee. And then you go, I'll get this coffee.
Yeah.
And then you enter your credit card and coffee comes to
maybe
your door.
You're worried. Maybe you're concerned that you won't be able to pick the best coffee from their site. Fear not. They have a sampler pack. They will send
what?
Instead of one large bag of your choice, they will send you three kind of medium-sized bags of delicious coffee that they
different kinds.
For
James,
you.
Are you telling me I can have all the coffee?
You can have
every
all the
coffee.
Not only that, you can look good while you're
indeed.
Drinking that coffee because you can get a t-shirt from True Stone Coffee, or you can get a little tulip
testify.
Glass and you can drink that cold press coffee directly from a
Amen.
True Stone
yeah.
Coffee tulip glass. And of course, this being, 2018 and, the economy being what it is, you might be a little strapped for cash.
I don't have a lot of money.
Exactly. Well, all you need to do is, before you enter that credit card number, enter the promo code
APROPOS.
It's spelled apropos.
And you get 10% off of your order. That's 10% of the coffee that you are getting.
10%?
For free.
For free.
Free!
So anyway.
True Stone. Get your True Stone today.
Coffee.
It's not as cute when you do it.
No,
coffee. This coffee is brutal.
Coffee.
The blood of my enemies and also caffeine. As long as my enemies are coffee beans.
Hey, everybody, wow, how about a fast five?
Fast five.
I clicked on the wrong one. That's the context. There we go.
Oh, God.
Today's fast five comes to us from somebody you may have heard of before.
Is it Mud?
Stefan Muller.
Ooh.
I have heard of said person.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He just sent fantastic. Us these ones, and he has been on before, but the other ones that I have left are all from the same person, and that's the same person from last week.
We may
so
want
we need
to
get
more.
Some more fast fives from you people. That's right, you.
What
if
you mean,
have
you
been
people?
Sitting on top of...
You know, like those people.
Oh.
Okay.
Those
specifically,
fashionable people.
Specifically black people.
Sure.
But...
Oh my God.
Salsa's colorblind. I don't...
Too far?
I don't
too
think far. He knows.
Maybe too far. I'm going to roll that one back.
All right.
Oh, God.
No, seriously, we do need more Fast Fives. We only have one person's Fast Five. They've sent in a few, but we only have one person's left. So if you've been sitting on one, don't know if it's funny or not, fuck it, send it anyway.
That's not to say we don't appreciate all the ones that you sent.
No, absolutely, absolutely.
Totally appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we also like some variety. We want other people to be able to participate as well.
Indeed.
But... Don't stop sending yours. Just we want other people to send theirs.
We just want all of them.
Yeah.
We're greedy.
I want all the things.
Yes.
All the things. Question all of, the time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, for those of you who do not know how this works, what we do is we are sent two messages by you, the listener. The first message contains only five A or B choices. We do not know what the context is. We only have the A or B choices. Or a C, if that's what you really, really want to do. Usually it's just one or two. So that's all we know is the A or B choices. Then, after we have made our decisions, we open up the second message, and that has the context that we find out if we really, really like our answer or if we are not. So, like I
who
said...
Who is right?
And who, is,
who
dead.
Is dead.
Today, question number one is... Mikey's Breakfast Burger... I'm sorry, Mikey's Breakfast Banger or Juicy Lucy? Juicy Lucy for me.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely be in the Juicy Lucy camp.
I've never had a breakfast burger, but it probably has an
banger.
Egg
banger.
On
no,
it.
It's a banger.
Oh.
Banger.
Breakfast banger. Banger.
That makes a difference.
It does.
Actually, a breakfast banger, I got to go with that one.
Nope.
Juicy Lucy's are good, don't get me wrong, but...
I haven't had
banger.
It, so I think I'd be up for trying it.
I can have a banger as long as it's without cheese, and I can't have a Juicy Lucy.
At all.
Unless it's with nut cheese.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go banger.
Date like that once.
With nut cheese? Yeah. It was. I grew up at a Ren Fair.
Are you trying to remember who her date was with?
No, I was. Because
I don't remember. There
was, it's actually easier to start at the other end of the list.
I'm trying to remember where remember where I heard. I think it was a comedian was talking about an actual conversation that they heard, where they were in a coffee shop and somebody got their coffee and they were like, "Wow, this coffee is amazing. What kind of nut juice?" Or what kind of nut milk did you put in here? And the person was like, I'm what? And they were like, what kind of nut milk is this? And they were like, no, you didn't specify anything, so we used cow milk. And they went, milk from a cow? What will they think of next?
Oh my God.
And it was like,
oh my God.
Okay, we have just reached like hipster inception.
Yeah. Yeah, the point where you doing things ironically, it's no longer ironic. You just do them because that's what everyone else is doing.
I wish I knew where that was from, but anyway.
I get nut milk because I can't have cow milk.
Also, the vanilla almond milk is pretty dope.
That
it
is
really is
really good.
Pretty fucking good.
But she not can as good have as that, nuts.
Not as good as that clotted cream we're going to be making.
Well, not peanuts.
Not tree nuts.
No, I can have tree nuts.
You can have tree nuts, but not peanuts.
Not peanuts. Because they're not real nuts.
It's a legume.
You're a legume.
Then you can't have me. That's the way that works.
Question number two. Red Death.
Ooh.
Or Adios, motherfucker. These sound like...
They sound like drinks.
Cocktail names.
Yeah.
Probably shots. These sound like shots, actually.
Oh. I'm pretty sure I've had an Adios, motherfucker, and I don't remember it, so I'm going to go Red Death.
I don't know why, but I feel like the Red Death might have, like, cinnamon in it, and I'm excited for that idea.
I think... I'm guessing like the Red Death has, like you said, cinnamon or fireball, and the Adios, motherfucker probably has tequila. So I'm going with Red Death.
I'm
going
to go with Red Death. Red Death.
You guys, I'm going to be really sad if these are drinks that we actually came up with before. Like, I kind of feel like the Adios, motherfucker, I feel like
it's
is
possible.
A name that we've...
It's entirely possible.
I'm going to feel
we did lose
so
our drink
a lot of
we
that...
Library.
No. I found some of that in the Wayback Machine.
Oh, hot damn.
Some of those do still exist in the Wayback Machine.
Okay.
I am not going to take like the time to go and rebuild it. It might still be in there. I'm not taking the time to rebuild it, but some of that stuff still does exist.
Nice.
I feel like the Adios motherfucker is actually a thing that we've done before. The Red Death, I can't recall. So I'm just going to go Red Death because that sounds safer to me for some reason.
And it probably has Fireball.
I'll say Adios.
And
it probably has Fireball.
All right. Question number three. Oh, sand in the crack or a short trip to hell?
I mean, if we're talking like the kind of trip that Sam and Dean keep taking to hell, I'd prefer that.
Fair.
There's nothing good about sand in the crack.
Right? Exactly.
Nothing good about it. Short trip to hell, not at least it's short.
That's what I'm talking about.
You put sand in the crack before you cock it. So I'm going with that.
I had a date like that once. Awkward.
I'm going short trip to hell.
Okay. I can't decide, you guys. I'm having problems.
Everyone stare at Jenna.
No, that's fair. Excellent. Pay attention to me. I have needs. Okay. Short trip to hell.
Okay. Oh. Question number four. Lava flow or hop, skip, and go naked? Hop, skip, and go naked just sounds fun.
I've heard that before.
Hop, skip, and go naked.
That just sounds fun.
That is definitely a drink.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure that's a drink.
Thought it was a game.
Maybe these are all things that you can order at a bar.
It contains naked time, so I'm good with it.
I'm gonna go lava flow.
Yeah,
because right. I think hop, skip, same. And go naked has what's the
The Kinky Blue?
No, naked juice.
Naked juice.
Nothing
okay.
ever has Kinky Blue in it except my bar now.
I'm gonna go with lava flow.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Lava Flow because I'm, like, picturing, like, the little kids. Like,
Lava Flow sounds like a tiki drink.
Doctor Tiki.
Okay, so Lava Flow.
Doctor Tiki.
I hate it when they interrupt me, and they don't even realize that they interrupt me, and then I get to bitch about how they've interrupted me, and then they feel bad about, their white dudeness. Lava Flow sounds to me like the game that you play when you're a kid where, like, everything's lava.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sun is lava.
Sun is lava.
Sun is lava.
But it's got
lava.
The word flow in it, which just me.
Yeah. But I'm still going to go.
Yeah,
lava
but I'm flow. Really hoping that hop, skip, and go naked is not a kid's game.
Right. Like, I feel like lava flow and hop, skip, and go naked, none
only,
of those
only if you're Catholic.
Games. But they could be adult games based off of kids' games. I play Naked Twister. What? Shut your whore mouth.
Question number five.
Okay.
Harbor Lights, so have I, by the way. Mm. Question number, not with Jenna.
No.
Question number five.
Nope. No.
Harbor Lights or The Kicker?
Harbor Lights.
Harbor Lights.
That
Harbor
sounds pretty. Yeah, Harbor Lights. Lights.
Going with that one.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite sounds parts nice. Of going on Lake Superior.
Up north? Yeah.
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 That sounds beautiful.
Aww. It really is.
Because fuck The Kicker.
Have you gone up to the North Shore?
No.
Unless it's Stephen Cluey? Cluey. Whatever. The Kicker. He's cool.
Mid-July. James, we're getting a bunch of people that have never been in the North Shore, and we're going into the North Shore.
Can I go if I have been to the North Shore?
Mid-July anyway.
Then you're doing two fucking weekends.
Yeah.
Am I being kidnapped?
I may be doing... Yes. I'm not doing a Renaissance Festival at
as
that
long
point,
as you show up.
Count me in.
Okay. Cool. North Shore is... Yes.
Are you trying to get me drunk?
Yes.
Oh, honey, I can get you drunk down here way cheaper.
Yeah, I made you a drink.
That's but true. We're going to get you drunk up north.
Up north.
And made you a theater
on
floor.
The beach.
We're going to start planning this in April, May, because I got a place at Lamb's Resort that we're all going to hang out at, and it'll be fantastic.
Woo-hoo. Okay.
Anyway.
And now for the context.
Yay! Yay!
I have opened the email and it says, surprise! These are all cocktails!
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
We kind of guessed.
But we started to get that impression, yeah.
But after the Juicy Lucy and the Breakfast Bangers, that one was the weird one. But apparently that's...
Is there context of what they are?
Yeah.
Yep, no, we will get there.
Wait!
I have included the recipes.
Make them all.
The recipes.
I have included the recipes
Let's
for all
make
10
them.
Drinks.
Yes.
Oh.
And the recipes inform the context. So I humbly request you read each aloud before the context. So, hope you enjoy them and get inspired. Your humble fan, Stefan.
Yay, Stefan!
Thank you.
Question number one. Mikey's Breakfast Banger or Juicy Lucy? The Breakfast Banger is one part club soda, one part pulp-free orange juice, one part amaretto di Serrano liqueur.
Yeah, I have
Pour
some.
The ingredients over ice, allow it to chill for a moment, and then strain into a red wine glass. Garnish with an orange and serve.
I have all of this at home right now because I've been sick. So awesome. I have, like, yeah.
Also, Di Serrano.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yep.
Gotta have it in the bar at all times.
I need more Di Serrano in my life, but my wife hates the taste of almonds, so...
Bring it down to the bar. Why do you have an AON
because
bar?
Because none of our listeners have bought me Di Serrano yet.
Oh, my God.
Shit. Jesus.
And the Juicy Lucy. Two shots vodka. Oh, Jenna's not going to like this one. One shot gin.
Oh.
Okay.
Two shots blue curacao liqueur.
Oh.
Orange juice and Sprite.
I'm changing my mind. I want the...
Pour vodka, gin, and curacao into a tall glass filled with equal parts orange juice and Sprite and serve. Okay.
I'm willing to try.
No. But now we have the actual context.
Sure.
Yeah.
Which drink has the less appropriate name given the recipe?
Juicy Lucy.
And I am sticking with Juicy Lucy. Lucy.
Yeah, Juicy Lucy is the correct answer there.
That's appropriate.
You didn't say Juicy Lucy.
No, I'm switching to... Sorry.
Yeah, I've got to switch to Juicy Lucy.
I think...
That is not appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Breakfast Banger is correct.
Juicy Lucy makes more sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Juicy Lucy again. Yeah. Okay, question number two. Red Death or Adios Motherfucker? Oh, my God. Buckle up.
Have we made an Adios Motherfucker before? I feel like we've
based on... It's possible, but again, we've been doing this for a long time and we've been drinking.
Seven years.
Red Death. Pay attention.
Okay.
Half ounce vodka.
Okay.
Half ounce Southern Comfort Peach.
Ooh.
Okay.
Half ounce Amaretto.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Half ounce Triple Sec.
Okay.
Half ounce Slow Gin. Half ounce Lime Juice. Orange Juice. Pour all ingredients except orange juice into an ice-filled Collins glass filled with juice and serve. Adios, motherfucker. Half ounce vodka. Half ounce rum. Half ounce tequila. Half ounce gin. Half ounce blue curacao. 2 ounces sweet and sour. 2 ounces 7-Up, pour ingredients in, except 7-Up into a chilled glass, top with 7-Up and serve. Question is, which of these would you rather serve to your favorite person?
I'm switching to Adios, motherfucker.
I actually think the Red Death still.
Yeah.
My favorite person doesn't like Amaretto, so I'm going with the Adios, motherfucker.
I think I would go Red Death for that reason, almost.
Because... his favorite person doesn't
right.
like...
Right. No. No, because a lot of my favorite people do.
Because of the Amaretto.
I can't think of a specific favorite person, but I, in general, I know more people that like the 7-Up versus the juice.
Sure. I feel like the Red Death would be reminiscent of like a tequila sunrise type thing.
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, just the Adios Motherfucker is just one of those hodgepodges.
Probably.
It's got tequila and rum and gin.
Before Rocky?
Jesus.
That just seems like a bit much.
That's you made me drink before Rocky.
Yeah.
Huh?
All right. Question number three. Sand in the crack. So. By the way, I will be posting all of these recipes.
Yay!
Just so you don't have to try to remember these and write them down. Question number three. Sand in the crack or a short trip to hell?
Okay.
Sand in the crack. 1 ounce Malibu coconut rum.
Out.
1 ounce Captain Morgan spiced rum. Well, we don't know what the context is.
I can actually have the Malibu rum.
So 1 ounce Malibu coconut, 1 ounce Captain Morgan spiced rum, 4 ounces pineapple juice, and a splash of cranberry juice. Fill the glass with ice, put in the Captain and the Malibu, pour in the pineapple juice to... Be sure to leave a little room for the cranberry juice. The cranberry juice is to make the drink look like a sunset color.
Aww. Sure.
Much like a tequila sunrise. Short trip to hell. 1 ounce Jägermeister,
which
disqualifies it for me.
Not for me.
2 ounces peach schnapps. 2 ounces strawberry schnapps, 2 ounces wildberry schnapps, 8 ounces Red Bull.
Now it's disqualified twice for salsa.
Yeah. Shake the Red Bull, peach, strawberry, and wildberry schnapps in a cocktail shaker with ice. Strain in a glass. Put Jägermeister in a shot glass. Drop into the shot. Shot in, yep, and then drink it.
It tastes like hitting your head on a toilet.
Okay.
Why?
Okay. Okay, but now the context. Okay. Yeah. Which of these would you rather serve to your worst enemy? And that is the short trip to hell.
Oh, my God.
Because it has Jägermeister and Red Bull.
Yeah, I mean, the sand in the crack actually sounded kind of good.
Yeah.
I don't like pineapple, so the sand in the crack, like...
Oh, I love pineapple.
But for me, like, it's got the coconut and the pineapple. And the
I hate
it's like,
coconut.
That's great.
But I love pineapple.
Salsa, assume I'm your worst enemy. Which one would you serve to
me? Oh, my God. For you, I would give you the short trip to hell.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's awful. It has Jägermeister and Red Bull.
But the other one will kill her.
Huh?
The other one will kill her.
Yeah, we don't want
coconut and pineapple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to murder anybody.
Okay.
I just want her to...
Can we just have a moment where we all pretend that we're serving this to Matt Alex?
Oh.
Okay.
I mean, he's not our worst enemy. May he rest in peace.
No, may he rest in peace, but...
I'm just thinking for Die Laughing this year.
I was thinking meanness. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And now, yes,
we are. And now we all are. Yes, we are.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize.
Short trip to hell.
Short trip to hell. Short trip to hell. Short trip to hell.
Oh, God.
Agreed. Okay. Question number 4.
You're welcome.
Lava flow or hop, skip, and go naked? The lava flow is... 1 ounce light rum, 1 ounce Malibu coconut rum, 2 ounce strawberries, one banana,
God damn it,
2 ounce pineapple juice, 2 ounce coconut cream.
Oh, some bitch.
Blend the banana, coconut cream, and pineapple juice in a blender and set aside. In the bottom of a hurricane glass, stir together both rums and strawberries. Pour banana coconut pineapple mix slowly into the glass. The strawberry slash rum mix should creep up the sides of the glass to look like lava.
Ooh.
That one will kill me.
It sounds cool.
It sounds amazing.
Not so much for Jenna, but for the... Okay.
Can we make one of
those? Aesthetically, very pretty.
I just want to look at it.
The next one is the hop, skip, and go naked. 1/4 ounce cherry brandy.
Okay.
1/4 ounce vodka.
Okay.
1/4 ounce triple sec.
I'm in.
1/2 ounce lime juice.
Okay.
Orange juice.
Cool.
Grenadine.
Yeah, that one. I want that one.
Combine liqueurs in an old-fashioned glass filled with ice. Add 1/2 ounce lime juice, fill with orange juice, and float the grenadine. The question is, which of these do you think would have the widest range of reactions among your friends should they be served it blind?
But, well, okay. If we're taking, like, you know, anger, sickening, puking as a reaction, as well as excitement and oohs and ahs, I think the first one.
Probably the first one, yeah.
I feel like the first one is going to have a lot more of a reaction. The second
I will definitely have a lot more of a reaction to the first one.
I feel like the second one is kind of citrusy, lime. You know, it's got the lime and the triple sec.
Well, yeah, but it's also going to have a very good layered color effect.
Yeah.
But if
it's served blind...
Yeah. I don't think they mean without seeing. Just here's a drink. Drink it. You don't get to know what's in it.
Lava flow. Definitely.
I think
flow is gonna be cool.
I think the hop, skip, and go naked will garner some. This tastes good. Whereas the lava flow, you will have a what the fuck, because there's the strawberry, there's the banana, there's the coconut. I think you're gonna get a lot more.
But if we're just going with visual effects, it's the difference between something just creeping up the sides of the glass and a full on flag effect. If I'm picturing that correctly.
Mm-hmm. You kind of. But it doesn't necessarily just say aesthetically. No. It just says widest range.
I'm just bringing that up. That's all.
No. That's a very good point. I still got to go with the lava flow because it has the aesthetic and it has the more unique flavors, I think.
And it's going to have more allergic reactions.
Also that.
I'm helpful.
Also that. Hey, Jenna.
Yeah.
I'm going to have some drinks for you next week.
Okay.
I'll tell you what they are.
Okay. If you kill me, my wife will, or your wife will kill you. She's kind of my wife.
I mean,
we hang out a lot.
If I'm going to go, I want to go in a blaze of glory. Question number five, Harbor Lights or The Kicker? Harbor Lights is one part good rum.
Ooh.
One part vodka, one part Kahlua, one part
I mean,
peppermint schnapps.
Yes.
Damn it.
Yes.
Oh, a third part good coffee, and by that he means True Stone.
Yeah, of course he means True Stone.
A taste of coffee liqueur.
Yes. Okay.
Mix all ingredients together and let it sit in the light for a week or two.
What?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Huh. I don't...
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's what it says.
All right.
I'm
getting another mason jar. I'm going to try this.
It might just be like a boozy coffee kombucha or something like that. I don't know.
Huh.
And number two, the kicker. Two parts, three olives, triple espresso vodka.
Ooh, Jesus Christ.
I have the double espresso vodka.
Oh, okay.
And one part Bailey's Irish Cream. So the fill a rocks glass with ice, pour espresso vodka in glass, float Bailey's on top, stir gently.
Ooh.
Okay.
Reading the recipes for these two drinks, which would you keep your bar permanently stocked to make?
I mean, the second one, because it's way easier. Like, I think I would like the first one more.
The first one is basically Irish cream with coffee, which sounds amazing. And also, you don't have to leave it in the light for a week or two, which freaks me out a little bit.
I can't have mint, so.
Yeah.
That makes that one easy.
Also, peppermint schnapps is...
I like having peppermint schnapps around.
I like it clears my sinuses.
Peppermint schnapps in cocoa is amazing.
Right, yes. Exactly.
Yes. It has its uses, don't get me wrong. But I feel like just a coffee Irish cream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Sounds pretty good.
Yep.
I'm going with the kicker on that one. All right. Yes, I will absolutely post all of these recipes in the show notes for the episode today.
Yay.
Holy shit, thank you so very much, Stefan. If you would like to submit Fast Fives, and you know you do,
indeed,
and we encourage you to do so, send two messages to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one should have just the choices, and the second one, repeat the choices and include the context so that we don't have to go back and forth between emails. If somehow you are able to get a physical copy to either myself or James or Jenna, then you will jump immediately to the top of the queue. Also, boing! If you have never sent in one before, you will also get jumped to the top of the queue.
Boing!
So,
I'm going to make this happen.
Do. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Do it. Yes. Yay! We love it.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it. Do it.
Right now? In front of people?
Nobody's listening.
Yeah, baby.
They stopped listening after Poop Knife. Trust me.
For those of you who are listening in the bathroom right now,
testing your new poop knives.
Enjoy.
Let's go around the room and plug our shit.
All right.
James.
I'm going to be in Vilification Tennis in the end of January show. So get your tickets, BLB. They are cheaper online.
They are. If you call, fringe, it's the cheapest.
If you have a fringe button or thing, I think.
Fringe button or con badge.
Yes.
They're cheap. I think the cheapest is still calling ahead, though. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I will also be in that show. In fact, James, should we tell them?
I think we should.
Oh.
James and I are going to be partnered together.
Oh.
And I now have my tickets.
Uh-huh. Yes! Sold at least one. Okay, so...
I'm not even a part of the show anymore, so...
Yeah. So I will be in that. Also, this weekend, If you have not yet reserved a spot, you should email Six Elements Theater and reserve an audition spot for Human Combat Chess.
Indeed.
Ooh. I will be auditioning. Jessa will be auditioning.
I will be auditioning.
James will be auditioning.
So all the spots are taken.
No. Yes. On a chessboard. On a chessboard of 16 pieces per side.
I don't know how to play chess.
32 pieces that we need to fill the board, not including the announcers and the medical people.
Yeah. Right.
Math is hard.
Where do I audition to be the halftime entertainment?
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah,
hush.
Talk about that.
Piss off. Hush and piss off. Nobody wants to hear from you, so.
Gosh and Begora, hush and piss off.
Oh, for the love of Hammond, Michael.
Oh, jeez. So, yeah, if you are interested in auditioning for Human Combat Chess, and you knew you are, that's this weekend. So get your emails in to Six Elements Theater. I do not remember the exact email address, but you can find their information by Googling Six Elements Theater and or Human Combat Chess and or Six Elements Theater Human Combat Chess. Possibly throwing 2018 in there. Look, you're adults. Figure it out. But go there and get the information and sign up for an audition slot. And I think they're even going to take walk-ins, too. So go find the information. You want to do this. You know you want to do this. You really want to do this. You guys. Go audition.
Come on.
I want to do this.
It's working already.
Yay!
So,
where did you even get that pocket watch?
Right. If you want to see me in anything.
And we do.
Aw, you're so sweet. Coming up super quickly, I have 3 shows with Squash Banana coming up at Huge Theater Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on January 21st, 28th, and February 4th. Skip the Super Bowl and come see some improv instead.
On it.
Yeah, right?
Oh my God, I can actually get there from where I live very easily.
Uh-huh.
And ignore... Oh, yeah. I have plans.
So, okay. And if you have an improv duo and you are interested in being involved with our show Cross Contamination in March and April, go to Squash Banana Improv on Facebook, and we just set up a form that you can fill out telling us that you would like to be a part of our show.
Yay!
Anything else?
I mean, a ton of stuff. Come see me in the February Vilification Tennis Amateur Show.
Yes.
Yeah. And monthly shows at Bryant Lake Bowl with local music scene.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
And what else was the thing that... the conspiracies.
Oh, yes. The Fearless Five conspiracy show is going to be happening in February at Mounds Theater. So please come out and see that and see me mess up scripts.
Yes.
I'm sure there was more and we've forgotten. We'll probably be talking about those later as they come.
Also, performer application is available on the Die Laughing website. That's dielaughingmarathon.com.
Mm-hmm.
Go sign up. Slots are filling up quickly.
Giggity.
Mm-hmm.
So quickly.
Honestly, a lot.
Super quickly.
A lot of this information can be found on the Fearless Comedy Productions website, fearlesscomedyproductions.com, including the next show that I am going to be in, which is Saturday the 27th. That is, I believe, 10 p.m. At the Phoenix Theater, and that is Big Fun Radio Fun Time.
Oh, yeah.
Fearless presents Big Fun Radio Fun Time. I will be once again putting on my Foley artist hat and making sound effects for the radio shows.
For that,
I also
have a brand new waistcoat.
Yes, I
purchased a new waistcoat.
How do these things help you make sound noises?
They make me look dapper while I'm doing it.
I have seen him look very dapper while making sounds.
No, she knows. She's a theater person. She knows.
Okay.
I'm basically an expert.
Oh. I am sure there is stuff we are forgetting.
I know that I have. Also, you can find on the Fearless site, the 22nd, I believe, is the music and story time as a part of Fearless, I believe. Being produced by Angela Fox. Fox and Sullivan are going to be playing musics, and I will be telling a story.
Is that fearless or fearless adjacent?
I'm not sure.
I just thought
I believe it's fearless.
Okay. I believe it's fearless. I don't remember for sure.
We're getting into that gray area.
Angela just keeps doing all of these things, right? With us.
Yes, and it's like free. Theater people that we
feel
know.
Feel free to break in.
Right.
They're just going to chat back.
I know. I just remembered something. I'm very excited that I get to be a part of.
Okay.
So in February...
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, God damn it.
I will hit him. I will climb over this bar and hit him.
February, I believe it is the 15th, there is a double blind improv at Honey. And in February, they are going to be doing an all-female identified cast.
Awesome. Yay.
Including a piano player. And I'm super excited to be a part of it. So far, from what I've heard of the cast, it is just rock star with a dream team of people I have been dying to play with. So please don't miss it, because I'm going to be weeping on the sidelines with joy.
Absolutely.
Yay!
To be fair, watch all of the double blinds,
I mean, also
because
that.
Eric puts together an amazing cast every goddamn month.
I get to perform with Joe Bernard.
Nah,
I am excited.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that'll be great. You'll notice Jenna didn't know about this yet.
Sorry.
You know where she ranks in the world of female comedy.
I'm going to be there, you guys. Oh, my God.
Wait.
I have other people that I want to know who are on the list, but I probably
I will tell
ask.
You in secret.
We will. Okay, we'll talk about this.
Anything else? Have we covered everything?
I haven't got anything.
Said inquisitively? Okay.
I just want to know the rest of the list, so we
all
should
right,
end
so
this.
We're going to let you all go, and we are going to get this list from her while you get on with your day. So thank you very much for listening.
Goodbye,
and
buddy. Love you.
Eat the fucking cake.
Bye.
Meow.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.